Blackies.
It's Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Black Sands Brewing.
Well, well, look, sorry. Some of us are getting used to the fucking buttons, all right? We don't. I appreciate your feedback, but not when it's mean. Nah, all good. Anyway, look, it's Cocktail Corner time. And we're back with the fellas from Black Sands Brewing. Or is it brewery? Because brewing.
You can say brewing or brewery.
Chop and change.
You know, we brew. That's what we do.
We be brewing. We brewing at Erp.
Harry to my right and me, Craig, in the studio. And we thought we'd bless this Cocktail Corner with a bit of the legend, George Benson. From the 1972 album Breezing, this is Affirmation playing in the background. And today, we've taken on a bit of a feedback with the cocktails. We've been coming in hot and heavy and boozy.
And artisanal.
And we thought we'd just do one for everyone tonight. Harry, why don't you talk us through what you've prepared?
We've prepared a little kind of a spritz-ish situation. Inspired by a bar I went to in Milan a few years back, maybe 6 years
Very
ago now.
Very classy.
Milan.
Right. Yeah. Il Birra, Milan. If you're in Milan and
allora.
You want beer. Allora. So this is, we've wanted to localize it. We've used Roots Gin, which is a London Dry style gin. It's actually the world's best gin.
World's best gin. Fuck. It's made in Marlborough.
Yes, it is.
Marlborough, Narm.
World's best London dry gin.
London dry gin, yeah. World's best London dry gin.
Awesome.
And then we've gone with a splash of an ode to Italy, Amaro Averna, which is a delicious, delightful Amaro. Just sweet, herbaceous, a little bit bitter. And then what are we topping it with, Craig?
We are topping it with the Black Sands Later Squeeze Volume 10 Blueberry Edition.
And where are the blueberries from, Craig?
Well, listeners of a few weeks ago will remember from somewhere in Europe, I don't remember, Slovakia, Slovenia. They're small, they're fruity, they're delicious, and they have some great colour.
Gorgeous.
I'll do a little.
Gorgeous. Gugissimo. Thank you for that.
See, now this song brings me back. Yeah. Oh.
It's giving me Bob
that
Ross.
Bit of that guitar is just.
It's
it reminds
beautiful.
Me when I wanted to be a jazz musician.
Didn't we all?
And then I realised that rent exists and landlords exist, and then I could no longer be a jazz musician.
Jazz was quite contextual. It was like the thing of the time. Obviously now it's still really important and a beautiful genre, but definitely, you know, when it was the main thing, it was there for a reason.
You know, it's now in the foundations and roots of all the music, but it's in itself not maybe at the front of the newspaper
page. It's a base for many, many things.
No.
Yeah.
Much like gin. Oh. In cocktails. Hey.
Oh, overflow.
No,
overflow.
Not even.
I thought you were professional, bro.
He is. Look at that. It's perfect.
Nova flow. Am I right?
Speaking of professionals, we visited the wonderful Shadows Bar before coming here.
Is there still a Shadows Bar around here?
There is. Yeah, yeah. Well, when I went here, it was up there.
Yeah, I remember.
And now it's down there. And, like, the floors aren't sticky. No one was rude to me.
It's very upmarket for a student
the
bar.
The bouncer was so nice.
There was a bouncer?
Yeah, he was so nice. He actually confiscated these drinks off us.
He did. And he did,
which is fair enough, doing his job.
He did, however, we did bond over his birthday is one day before mine, so we did bond over that. I thought he was going to let me through with the booze.
He freaked out about it. I was like, that's not that crazy.
No.
But he freaked out, like, your birthday is the same as mine?
I love when people do that. It's
yeah.
Very sweet.
Well, nice. He was like, oh, your birthday is 8th of March? And I was like, yeah. Well, I won't do the accent. And then,
Whoa.
It's just
Kiwi tits again.
Hey. Yeah, it's Kiwi tits all over.
Listeners of last week.
And
will
I just I thought he was like license checking me, you know, being like, oh, what's your birthday? And then I'd be like, oh, and then he thought it was a fake or something. But no, it just turns out he just really loves a birthday.
Just admired you.
That's
yeah.
Gorgeous.
Who doesn't?
While these chill a little bit, since the beers weren't chilled,
they're all good.
Tell us about Filth. How was it? Did it go down?
Oh my
what
God,
was
I
going
forgot.
On?
Yeah, Filth. So Filth was last Friday. It was headlined by Mia Coden, who is an unbelievably fucking sick cunt of a DJ. Yeah, it was unreal. It was actually much busier than I had thought it would be. And we had a great time, a great dance, a great vibe. It was awesome.
Wow, hey.
You just need to taste your sample.
Here we are, Cocktail Corner.
What's the name of this?
Laying it down.
But what is the name of this one?
This one, it's actually called Armageddon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little ode to Bruce Willis. You know, a little film club reference.
For those in the studio.
Probably would have been great if we brought cold ingredients, but why don't you give it a go?
Hey, that's fine.
We're working men. We've been out and about.
Some people have jobs in this world.
All right, clinky clinky, guys. Wait. Cheers, cocktail corner.
Cheers.
It's a light aromatic, a little bit more textural from the haze of the hazy, but refreshing.
Yeah, man.
Could be colder.
I'm
Could be
try
a lot
it.
Colder. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, darling. Cheers to you, listeners, if you are listening still and still like us. That's pretty awesome.
Please chill your drinks at home.
Yes, responsibly.
Oh, yeah. What'd you say? Amaro.
Mm.
Yeah, that's yum. Yeah, tasty.
Trinkies.
I think with a few sips out and a bit more beer in there, she'll give it a nice blueberry. Round out the blueberry.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
Yeah, man. Oh, actually, do you know what? I actually do like that. That's quite nice.
That's what we strive for in life. Mm. Quite nice.
Oh, I might have a couple of those.
Couple of those. Get them in you.
Yeah, get them in you.
Oh, my God.
It's very classy.
Someone call me an Uber.
You're an Uber.
So what should we talk about next? I plug something real quick?
Yeah, of course. Please. Be my guest.
Shout out to my brewer, Matt. He really helped me out recently. I was dry hopping our annual Fresh Hop beer. And for those who are in the craft beer world, you know Fresh Hop comes once a year. It's the one time we harvest all the hops in New Zealand and pelletize them.
Like Santa.
But if you want to get locked in, you can actually get the whole flowers. They look like that. You can't see that on the radio. That's my tattoo. And I tried to dry hop it, and the tank exploded. And I lost quite a lot of... Well, I fell 2 meters from a ladder onto concrete.
That's fucked up.
I lost about a quarter of a fermenter of fresh hop beer.
Oh, Jesus.
And a quarter of your dignity.
But do you know what? We will rebuild. We have the technology, and we
can do it.
We can do it. We can re-dry hop. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Fucking it's just money at the end of the day. I didn't die.
You didn't die.
I didn't die.
Exactly. But did you die?
Only inside.
Did you die? Yeah.
No way. Who else did you want to shout out?
Yeah, well, Matt for helping me out, you know, all the wonderful hospitality businesses in Auckland right now doing it tough. Look, things haven't been easy for hospo even since COVID.
Nope.
And now as the summer dies down, I urge everyone listening to go out there and support their local bar,
mm-hmm.
Support their local cafe, restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Anyone who's small and independent and family-run businesses, that's where our money should be.
Mm.
I posted on my Instagram today, Auckland has its first ever AI robotic cafe.
And it sucks.
Why would they do that?
Exactly. I won't say on air what I said in my Instagram post, but maybe go and look at that and do something about it. It's not good. We don't need that. Our lives are convenient. We've got Uber Eats.
Yeah.
And that's enough. We don't need any more convenience.
We didn't even need that.
There's a craft.
We didn't need that.
No.
You know, there's bread and noodles in the cupboard and I'm out here ordering Burger King at 1 a.m. I didn't need to do that.
No one needed to do that.
You don't have a Whopper in the cupboard though, that's why.
But yeah, if you want you and your family and your future generations to actually have jobs and have meaning in their lives, we don't want AI anywhere near hospitality.
No.
No.
At least not at the cost of people's jobs and well-being.
Livelihoods.
The industry in New Zealand has seen about a 30% downturn. So 30% less revenue, 30% less everything.
That's crazy.
Year on year. So, you know, 2025 is for getting out there and supporting local.
Absolutely. Yeah. Support your local night economy.
Within your means, though. Don't, you know, go broke trying to
help
out
the homies.
Yeah,
you don't need to spend your KiwiSaver on it. But, you know, go out there and support your local.
Support your local.
That is the message of today.
Fucking yowza. Well, thanks, guys. And cheers. And cheers to the sweeties that are tuned in. That was the Cocktail Corner on BFM with Black Sands Brewery and myself, Half Queen. We're going to play your request right after
the little
outro, and this is going to be Citizen Kane right after I do this sort of ditty in 3, 2, 1.
Drinkies!
That was Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Black Sands Brewing.